This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Right now, on Tuesdays, every week, we check in with the Community Foundation. And I know you would go, well, that's like 52 check-ins a year, but there's like 52 things to talk about and more every single Tuesday. It's something new. We're either giving away money, which is what they do for a living, or promoting great events. How far off are we to the event? That's what she said.
April 6th, so we are almost like a week and a half.
Next. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, how nervous, excited? I mean, whenever you do something for the first time, right? I mean, these events have been around for a while, but this is the first time here. What's your mood?
I'm pretty stressed, to be honest. It's a lift for us. You know, we have Rachel's out on maternity leave. So for Missy, business, Chastity, and I, and Jennifer, it's, yeah.
The event business is not an easy one.
And it's our first time. I think I'm really looking forward to next year. Like, I'll have a lot better feel for the flow and the everything.
You got 425 people coming so far.
Yes, we, and actually, I think we're over that now from when I sent you that yesterday. I think the floor is pretty much sold out now. That's what Lavelle told me yesterday, so... I think they're actually surprised too at the number of tickets sold. And I think he said typically this week will be when we sell them even more tickets.
That's generally the way.
Yeah, he said the walk-ups and everything. So
all right,
we're excited.
So, you know, at least going in, you got a big crowd.
We have a huge crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a huge crowd. And we have a great show.
Major relief right off the bat.
Yes, I would be much more stressed if we had only had 100 tickets.
Yeah, so I'm trying to walk you off the ledge here. This is good. Because not only that, but your speakers, you know, who have all been so incredible, the ones we have met so far, it's all very unique and all, you know, their own story, which is kind of the point of the whole thing. But that's going to feed that so much more. You know, there's nothing worse than getting up on a stage in front of like empty seats. And, you know, so, you know,
they know it's full.
It's full. So
it's full.
That's good. and you know, it's not going to get any less. It's going to get more.
Yes.
And that's fantastic. So, you know, the acoustics with a good sized crowd and that stage is such an amazing thing. You can sit and have a conversation with somebody in the balcony, you know, without microphones. I mean, there's just nothing like it in this community, the way it was built all those years ago. It feels intimate, whether there's 500 people there or not. So ticket sales, fantastic. Rehearsals. How many, when it's all said and done, do you think you'll have gone through?
Oh, a lot. I mean, we have five this in the between now and the show, so including one last night. So yeah, there's a lot. They started in September, just started brainstorming their ideas, and then now we're into full rehearsals, and we have a rehearsal the Monday, and then Friday, and then Saturday, and then the show. So.
All right. Well, we're going to introduce you to yet another one of the speakers. How many overall in total?
10.
10.
And this is our seventh one to have in here at the studio.
I wasn't sure. I knew we would have had most.
Yeah, so the others we'll have after the show to kind of give their opinion how it went.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so we'll get them all in here.
All right. Katie Warnick, good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you a teacher?
I am. I teach family and consumer sciences at Meridian High School.
Okay.
And on my free time, I guess, my husband and I have a small farm where we raise microgreens and pigs and chickens, and I do baked goods and things like that.
Wow, I feel like it's like a television show I'm in right now. Like this would be on like
She's
something.
Amazing, yes.
So let's go to the teacher part first.
Okay.
And is that what you always wanted to do? How did you end up in the field? Was there a plan? Or I mean, sometimes things happen by accident. Sometimes there's a very detailed plan.
Sure. Yeah. I always wanted to be a teacher. I just didn't know what age. Until I was in high school, and my U.S. history teacher said, you know, you'd be a really good U.S. history teacher. And so I went to Millikan and taught U.S. history for about five or 6 years.
Okay. Man, we need you now. Jeez Louise, have we forgotten a whole lot?
Yes, those who don't know their history. That's true.
All right, but that's for another day. So you spent some time as a college instructor then, right?
Yes.
And then you're back now with high school. What's the major difference between those two age groups?
High school and college?
Yeah.
You know, there is not a huge difference.
So the dynamics kind of the same?
Pretty much the same. More parental contact at the high school level, but in terms of kids being kids, pretty much the same.
All right. What is family and consumer science?
We would call that home ec a while ago.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. But home ec is so much different than it was in 1982.
So most of the classes that I teach are culinary. So I have a foods one and two, food science, foods three, four.
All right.
And I do have a clothing class this semester, but sometimes I teach adult living or child development too.
That's amazing. And I would love to come watch one of those classes because I just can't imagine it's anything even like what I'm hearing of.
It's a good time.
Yeah, I bet it. Because we had the choice, right? You take shop or home ec.
Exactly.
It's like
our
knuckles are over here, and I'm not really crazy about power tools, so easy choice.
Yeah.
But I didn't learn to sew. That seemed to be kind of what it was all based on. This seems much more lifestyle oriented.
I do have a lot more boys than you might think.
That's great. All right, so you blog.
I do. Yes, that's kind of been put on the shelf a little bit lately, but I have a blog. Yeah.
Okay. And if I were to go listen to this or read this, what would it be? About your farm? About your?
It is. Yeah. It's lifestyle type things that my husband and I do. A lot of recipes, things that you can do around the house, gardening, things like that.
Okay. This has never been more popular. I mean, there's entire networks devoted to this, right? People can't seem to get enough.
That's true. It's something that we've done since we've been married. And so for us, it's not a new type of endeavor.
So you were doing it before it was cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You were like Joanna Gaines before Joanna Gaines.
And she has a monthly sale of her goods at their home, and I go out to that. So she sells breads and cookies, and she makes the most amazing soaps and does that all herself and designs them, and they're so scented. And
all right, so
I mean, it's
how did that happen?
The soap?
Yeah, I mean, I just one day you woke up and said, I'm going to make soap.
Well, so I
think, and is it hard to do?
No.
Okay.
It's dangerous because you deal with lye, but you know, if you glove up and wear your safety glasses and all of that,
okay.
You're fine. So that started, I don't know, 2021, 2022, something like that. I was watching somebody on YouTube and I thought, well, heck, I can try that.
Uh-huh.
Because she would decorate them with piping bags and things like you would decorate a cake. And so I thought,
that's what she does. They're
beautiful.
Let's
try that.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, I'll grab Lindsay one next month
okay.
when I'm there.
Yeah, well, I find this stuff, I mean, you know, as an artisan, right? I mean, it's all art to me, and what people do with it is fascinating because their own personality, their own, you know, stuff comes through that. You may have been inspired by, you know, watching a YouTube video, but yours is very different than what they were doing. And it's amazing to me that people that have that, I think all too often people just quit learning. You know, mm-hmm. It's like you get through school and you go, well, I've learned everything. You can learn every day in life, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely feel like I'm a lifelong learner. I really try to learn new things every day.
Yeah. It's
Which
a blessing.
Which is why you said yes to that's what she said.
All right. So go back to that original conversation. So how did that happen? The phone call?
I emailed her.
Okay. Yeah. It was an email out of the blue.
And what did you, when you initially read the email, what was your honest to God thought about?
I thought, oh no, who is this person? How did they find me? What is it that they're asking? And yes, it was totally good.
But I found her through here, through Newhoff. She was your March 23 teacher of the month for Y103.
Okay.
And that is how I became aware of Katie.
All right. Well, see, it's a small town, you know. It all comes down to is not a lot of, it's not far to get to someone. We don't need the whole 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon game. We can do it in about two. So what made you say yes?
I have tried to get outside of my comfort zone lately as I've aged. And so I thought, well, an opportunity has presented itself. So might as well take advantage of it and see where it leads. So
okay,
here I am.
So tell me about the journey so far.
It has been phenomenal. It's hard to narrow down what you want to talk about because we all have different aspects of ourselves.
Right.
But it's been a fantastic experience to meet people who I never would have met otherwise. You know, being in a classroom is kind of by yourself. And so I've gotten a network with people that are fantastic individuals.
Yeah, but you're in a classroom now. You're just the student, right? In some ways.
Yes, yes.
And it's weird, you know, some of our guests have been like, oh my God, how do I fill 7 minutes? And some have been like, oh, how do I narrow down to 7 minutes? And everything in between, because 7 minutes is just that's just a concept when you say that. I mean, people really don't realize how long or how short that
right.
is. So what's the you know, taking, I guess, not criticism, but critiquing and, you know, working with a coach? You know, you're the one in front of the class, you know, most of your life. Has that been tough?
You know, I've gone to school pretty much my whole life. My husband gives me a hard time because I will take a few years off and then I'll go back and, you know, do something else. So I like it. I like having somebody say, you know, maybe you should think about this, or word it this way. And so I found that pretty helpful.
Yeah, that's hard for most people to do, though. I mean, you know, to have just, you know, even good critique that can help your performance.
People, the ladies have been very receptive. The room is very vulnerable and very honest. And I think you want to hear it in that setting. And that's what they're rehearsing, right? It just, the impact, the endings, the what are they stumbling on? How can we help each other? You know, so I think it's been very positive.
Well, that's because you're women and you're so much better than they are. I mean, I don't think there's not even a question about that. So are you, you know, 500 people, you know, in with the lights on, hard to see their faces. You get reactions out of kids in a classroom, right? You know, it's so opposite of like doing what we're doing right now. You know, the audience is there and you don't see them. Does that excite you? Does that frighten you? You know, what is...
You know, I'm not as nervous as I thought that I might be. I mean, ask me in a week. We'll see. But I'm kind of excited about it. I haven't been in the Lincoln Square Theater for about 25 years. And so,
been a while.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
So you guys will all be out there kind of supporting each other as it goes on, too. That's an interesting part of this.
They stay together. On stage. There's a huge dynamic that's built into that and the support. And that's what, since, you know, being together and collaborating and rehearsing since September, they are a family on that stage.
Yeah, that's exactly. I don't think I understood that at the beginning, but now as we've talked to everyone and the stories that have had connection, meaning they've all had this same experience, even if coming from different ways, has really come through as far as the practice side of this and rehearsal and getting ready. I'm super stoked to see it in action because we've got bits and pieces along the way here. I want to see the full performance. Now, that night, it'll be a little different, though. There's a haunted spot on that stage. You guys have, navigated that?
They're going to show us that Friday at our rehearsal.
I don't believe it, but it's good sales, right?
Yes,
supposedly, if you sit on that spot of the stage, like on the stage, and, you know, there's like people have had weird experiences. Don't know.
I don't care to be that person.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But it is one of those venues that is incredible.
It is incredible. And, you know, I really applaud it's volunteer led. And so we've been giving them some leeway there and trying to work with their team and lift them and bring in a whole new audience. I think, you know, if we get to 500, 550 women and men and families, a lot of them have not been in the Lincoln lately.
Well, you'd be blown away by the acoustics.
Yeah,
that's
so
just
I
the
think
thing.
That's really going to help them as well.
Now, have you rehearsed in the theater yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so that's coming up then.
That's next Friday.
All right, so now big difference, right? You've gone from a small space now to a big space. And that will be even more interesting. So overall, I know you're nervous because you're doing this for the first time, and you got the biggest thing out of the way. This is a last-minute ticket-buying town. I mean, so you've overcome that, which is usually everybody's big stress, right? They do something, they raise money, they bring something nice, and people wait to the last minute to buy tickets.
I think that beyond the ticket thing, it is just creating a platform for women, and that it's the culmination of this launching, our Giving Circle launching, our name change. We kind of just did it all at the same time, and so
it's a lot.
That maybe in retrospect wasn't the right plan for me personally and mentally, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm anxious to get it rolling and to have the women up on stage and to know how supported they are, and then to give away the grants at the start of the second half. That's when we'll be awarding the She Gave grants. So
okay, and then walk us through that process again, because how were those numbers?
So that is Dr. Morris chairs the Giving Circle, and the group of 120 women selected recipients for $25,000 in grants, and they'll be tonight and awarded the money on stage during right at the start of the second act.
Okay, so it's even though it will probably not feel planned, you know, it will feel very organic, I'm assuming, in the presentation, there is a structure to all this. And then once people see it, and I think future speakers, like these folks are very brave because
yes, they're the first.
They're going out there where no one's been before here, right? And so there's a model then for it, which makes your job much easier next year.
And Jeanette that you will meet will share. I mean, she developed the model.
She's the producer,
she's
right?
She's the producer, the creator of the series. She's got it in 8 cities, I think, right now, and launching a youth program, a youth version of it.
She had one
last weekend in Champaign. So, yes, it's her vision. It's her baby, and we're really along for the ride and bringing it here. Next year, we'll also have 8 women from Macon County and 2 from Piatt County, in the counties we're serving. And so, yes, it'll change a little bit, but we're just off to a great start.
All right. Tickets are on sale. You can get those at LincolnSquareTheater.com. They're $32 plus an additional add-on fee of a few bucks that goes to the theater to help with their expenses and continuing renovation. And get tickets. I know this will be a female-heavy audience, but everyone's welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like... For men not to go is kind of missing the point a little bit.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's what we do.
Disparities, yes.
All right. So you just got back from Vegas?
I did. Nick, and that's some disparity.
All right. So we got both tournaments going on right now.
You do, but
the men's
you never
and women's NCAA tournament.
Yes.
And you go to the sports book at.
We were at Caesars, at the Bellagio, at Treasure Island, everywhere.
And
I would say I sat there and could see 50 TVs and none were of the women's games.
And
my friend who was very upset about that even went to ask multiple times, can you change the channels? Can you put one women's game on? And they said no.
They told her to go watch it in her room.
And you cannot bet on them.
I don't understand that at all.
Well, it's true.
I watched every minute of the Iowa-West Virginia game last night and a lot of it over the weekend. I'm just... thoroughly impressed.
I mean, we wanted to watch the games, and they were showing reruns of NFL Peyton Manning's NFL, some game Matt could tell you. And we're like, can you just put one women's game on that little TV?
Clearly got work to do. All right. So the event is countdown time, right?
It is countdown time.
Now, next week, we get the producer in with us.
And Carla.
So, like, ahead of the show, we kind of get some really insight into this person who founded all this and started this. She has to be amazing to work with all these different personalities and stories. And you have some people.
And shows. So
yeah.
She had a show last week. And then the ones coming up, like Peoria, Champaign, St. Louis, Indianapolis. I mean, she's all over the place. And we schedule. So we're, like I said, next Tuesday, we'll announce our date for 25 here on the show. And so... she's already planning the book for 25.
Okay. Now, do we know like the order or anything yet? I mean, this is more of a behind the scenes question, but
I saw it last night,
okay.
But the cast is not yet.
Does that cause you any concern?
They will find that out next Monday at our rehearsal.
A little bit, maybe.
Okay.
I'm a planner, so I would like to know soon.
Okay.
Well, I think we who is the end of the first act and the end of the whole show.
Okay. Now that's a secret though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all a secret.
This process fascinates me. It really does.
But it's beautiful to watch it. And Jeanette is weaving, right? So you've got this emotion, the highs and the lows and the comedy and the it's very interesting to watch her and then to hear their stories. And yes, that makes so much sense that she follows her, that she kicks it off. So it's beautiful.
But you're a list maker, right?
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's driving you nuts.
I would just like
am
to
am I
know.
Sixth? Am I fourth? Well, good luck to you. I can't wait to hear your story from
thank
the
you.
Stage. And thank you for taking some time to be with us this morning. I hope people will get out. Well, clearly there are 425 plus tickets sold already. LincolnSquareTheater.com would be your web address to go buy those tickets. Support the strong women in this community. There's so many of them. We are so blessed to have so many in leadership and blazing trails and doing things that maybe they could teach Las Vegas a trick or two, I guess. It just blows me away. All right, Natalie, we'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.